Podcast.
Oh, and welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 6, episode 38, episode number 263. How's it going?
Delightful.
It's going.
It's going delightfully. I'm trying to...
I filed my taxes yesterday at about 7 p.m.
Oh my God, I finished mine on Easter. At one point, I just disappeared. Nice. Yeah, because I finished them, but then I'd started them like a month ago, maybe more, and then did not finish them. So I got all paranoid that like maybe I fucked up something from a month ago. So like I finished them and then I came down here to the office and spent like another hour going through them again. Like not retyping everything, but like matching the numbers and making sure I didn't mess everything up. At one point, you know, Jay was like, "Are you gonna come hang out with your family on Easter?" And I'm like, "I'm trying to get our family a refund, okay?"
Oh, you guys are stressing me out. I'm usually like a January do my taxes kind of person.
See,
the fact that I waited until March, I found very stressful.
Well, honestly, my thing is because TurboTax offers you a discount if you do it before the last day of February. So I always try to do it before the 28th or 29th of February. And this is the first year that I have not done it. But if you remember last year, I filed it on like February 17th and I didn't get my refund stimulus until the middle of June.
Yeah, right, because there was like something funky going on.
Yeah,
with your
because we
situation,
were
right?
We were in a different income bracket that wouldn't have given. I think now I can't remember. We were in a different income bracket, so we in 2019 than we were in 2020, but they were using your 2019 taxes. So when I went to file my 2020 taxes last year, they were like, "This is how much you should get. Did you get that?" And they send you a little piece of paper saying like, "This is how much you should have gotten." And I said no, and I put, like, the higher amount. And then it took an additional, like, 3 months for them to check to make sure I wasn't lying about it. So, which was the case with a lot of people, because a lot of people's income changed in 2020 from 2019.
Weird.
So there was a huge backlog.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I used to be a January filer, but then I moved to California and started having to usually pay taxes, like additional taxes after what is
to hurry up.
Well, and it's dumb, but it's like a procrastination thing of like, I'm nervous about how much I'll have to pay. It wasn't too bad this year. Last year, I don't know. It's like different every year.
Well, now
so it's like a roll of the dice.
Right. Yeah. And I'm sure there's somebody out there that knows this better than us. But I know the tax cuts from 2017, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, it was decreased for us common folk every year. So I'm sure we're also starting to see, 4 years later, 5 years later, 4 years later, I don't know math. 4 years later, we're starting to see the decrease maybe of what that was.
It was just in time for there to be a Democratic president in the White House and for people to have forgotten why the tax situation is changing. That was actually done by the Republicans, specifically
it's
Trump.
It's ended that way.
It's kind of like they, ambushed. They're like, if we don't win the 2020 elections, Trump, at least we can put this little bomb there.
Right in time for midterms,
Trump is a piece of shit, and don't get me wrong, the man did nothing right. But the one thing he did right was to stick his name and tweet taking credit for everything. Because all people did at the end of the day was see his name signing their stimulus checks and tweeting that he had the best economy. And like, it didn't even have to be true. He would just take credit for shit and... You know, the average Americans, they just believed him because, they didn't know any better. So that is the one thing that a lesson in, maybe sometimes there's a benefit to being tactless.
That whole thing felt like a very like, this is America.
We are joined by the Hangout Level patrons tonight. And in the chat, Ro has commented that she had her taxes done and just hopes that they filed them for her.
Girl, next year. That is what I am doing.
I thought you guys...
A more complicated tax year.
Yes. Well, I thought you guys had your taxes done last year. Or was it two
We had them
ago?
Done in 2018.
Okay.
Because we had a little bit more of a complicated tax year in 2018. So I was like, we are just taking them to someone. We went to H&R Block. We paid a little bit more. But I was like, I know that it'll be done correctly. And this more complicated tax year won't, like, you know, I won't, like, fuck it up somehow. Mm. And it was pretty awesome. The one thing I will say, though, is, like, you don't have to be there. You can just drop your shit off and come back when it's done. Frank wanted to, like, sit down with her as we went through. I was like, no, this is what we're paying money for, to not, for me not to be spending time doing our taxes.
That's so funny. I'd rather
go get a coffee.
Next year.
Next year.
Next year. Yeah.
Did everybody have a good Easter?
I guess, yeah.
Sorry, I was thinking about what we did.
We went on a run.
Nice. I saw that on the Instagram. And I saw Eden was doing an Easter egg hunt.
Oh, yes. That was adorable.
One of the fellow daycare families had all the daycare kids over for the little Easter egg hunt in their backyard.
And that's so cute.
It was very, 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 very sweet. You know, our little girl loves a party. So she was really enjoying herself. But yeah, we decided to stay in Brooklyn for Easter because we're going to be doing a lot of traveling this weekend and the next weekend. And it just, it seemed like, you know.
That's right.
We could probably sit Easter out. We had enough things and we had friends. A former mutual coworker of Daniel and I was in town from Chicago with her 4-month-old baby. So it was an opportunity to, like, meet up with them too. And so it just kind of made more sense for us to stay here in the city. And I'm glad we did. It was nice.
Your brother gets married this weekend, next weekend?
This coming weekend. Yeah.
So Shani, your anniversary is this coming weekend, isn't it?
It was tax day. I mean, what was formerly tax day? April 15th.
Okay. Well, happy anniversary.
Like, moved around. Thank happy you. Anniversary. Yeah, 16 years.
Wow.
Boom.
How does it feel? I feel like that's like a substantial amount of one's life, especially at our age, to be like married that long. Like, what does that even feel like?
I don't know. Just like my life. Yeah. Good. I mean, it's good. Like,
does it feel like, I feel like it would feel like a real accomplishment.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I think, like, I don't know what I think. I'm sorry. I'm not very eloquent right now. I can't really.
Sorry. I totally, like, put you on the spot with that question. It was like a flippant question that's actually, like, very heavy and, like, serious.
No, it's cool. I mean, it's cool. Like, I'm pretty stoked that I'm, like, still happily married. No shade on anyone who's not, but, like, just, like, when you go into this, you don't know what's going to happen, especially when you're as young as I was. And if it hadn't worked out, that would be fine too. But, like, I really like that so far it has. So
it's a great answer. Yeah, that's a really great answer. It's really, 'cause, like, relationships are effing hard.
Yeah. I mean, are they? I don't know. I don't really subscribe to the line of, like, relationships are hard. I do think that it takes a certain amount of, like, work. I don't like the word work, but, like, choosing to stay together.
Right.
And, like, just continually choosing each other. I think if it's too much work, then maybe it's, I don't know. I kind of question that. I've had friends in the past who just, like, always talk about how hard relationships are. And I'm like, really? I mean, we have our moments, but, like, I mean, we certainly have our moments, but, like,
right.
I don't know. We like spending time together. I don't know.
Well, yeah, let me preface, like, because I 100% agree with you. The idea of, like, choosing your partner over and over again, like, 100% on board with that. But it's, like, sort of defining what we say when we mean work. Like, I don't know if work always has to mean that, like, it's a bad thing. Like, there's plenty of things that I do in my life that are technically work, but it's, like, work I enjoy doing. So maybe that's more what hopefully, like, I would like the idea of, like, a relationship being work to be defined as.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think it's all subjective in a way. I don't think that, you know, to say, oh, it's so hard. It's so hard to be in this relationship. Then maybe that relationship's not for you. Because at the end of the day, core of the matter, you need to, you know, like each other, want to choose each other, and want to be with each other. Uh-huh. But there are definitely times, you know, where you drive each other crazy, or, you know, somebody's exhausted or in a bad mood and takes something, you know, or quite frequently I have tonal issues because, you know, I could maybe come across as jumping down somebody's throat when I don't mean to, which is something that I have to, like, actively work on. Like, no, I said I don't want this. And, like, you know, okay, well, you don't have to jump down my throat. I just wanted to make sure because sometimes, you know, you say you don't want it, but you actually really do want it. It's like, you know, then
I... We have similar arguments in this right. house about tone.
Right.
Both ways. Both then, ways. We everyone, 100% everyone in this
just household. Make that three.
Just, understood. Just be grateful that you don't have a Nest Cam inside of your home where somebody might feel, if someone feels strongly enough. There was one incident and I was like, no, I swear, you said that and that caused me to snap. And I was like, no, I didn't. So I went to the bathroom.
Check the tape.
I re-listened to it on a tape and I was like, well, he did say that, but I did come across as a massive asshole. So I just put my phone down in my pocket, came back out, carried on, and then a few minutes later it was like, you watched the tape, you sounded like a bitch. I was like, yeah. Yeah. But you
Sorry.
Know,
does so, the hard parts make you a better person?
Exactly. But so in my case, the actively hard part would be to take the deep breath and be like, just say, okay, I'm sorry I came across in such a tone. I didn't mean it that way, versus continuing to engage in the argument and make it worse. That's what I mean about hard.
Understood.
or maybe not say, you spent how much on that stupid toy? So many times.
You spent how much on that stupid toy?
You spent how much on that interesting toy? How much did you invest in this apparatus?
In said toy?
Well, the best will be when I'm on the Geek Dad Life watching the live stream. And somebody will be like, earmuffs, Colleen. He's about to talk about how much this costs.
Oh, so they know.
So they know. They know. There's been times where I'm like, do not fucking do that Kickstarter. It's too much money. And I'll take it like in the comments. So they know. Also, the Tron purchasing story will live on in infamy.
Yeah.
So Jay's going to sell that Galaga that we have. And the person that reached out to him through Facebook Marketplace is the person that sold it to him.
What?
Oh, isn't that so funny?
Remorse?
What?
Little seller's remorse? He wants it back?
Maybe.
I've never parted with it.
I know, right? I know. So we'll see. It should still be here when everybody's here in May. Or maybe it won't be. I don't know. But it's getting too cluttered. And now we have the Peloton out there. I made one non-passive aggressive comment. I just made one comment about how I didn't have any
room for my Peloton,
any space, and it was just getting too crowded. And the hint was received, and it went smoothly. There was no argument. It's just the next morning. You know, I think I'm going to sell the Galaga. Oh, really? Oh, you don't have to. Why would you think that? Oh, you know, I was just thinking about it, and maybe there is too much stuff down there. This is going to be the one episode of the broadcast that Jay actually listens to. Because the last time he randomly listened to an episode, it was the episode where Greg wrote in about putting up Christmas lights and what was the right time. And I said, if you want to put them up, like, there's no time too soon. And I said that on the show, but in real life, I was like, no, we can't put them up yet. It's too early. And that was so this all happened like the same week. And Jay had some podcast playing and we came on next on his autoplay. And he was like, you know, I haven't listened to the broadcast in like 3 years. I'll give it a whirl. And of course, he's like, I have a bone to pick with you. I had to talk to you about something. And I was like, what? Because I had no idea. He's like, I listened to the broadcast today. And instantly I knew. I was like, fuck.
You know, just in case this is the episode that he randomly listens to, I will just throw out some shade and say, I remember a time when Jay used to listen. He used to be like a faithful listener of the podcast. Just
to be fair, that was when he was driving to Charlotte several times a week.
And now I have a better idea of where that is. Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah, yeah, it sucks. And now he only, the only time he's in the car is when he drops the kids off in the morning. And they can't listen to this.
I relate to that very much these days.
That's nice. No, and that's the, okay. Excuse accepted. Mm.
But anyway, thanks for listening, honey. I got another one of those surveys in the mail today, and I can't wait until Amanda has a child enrolled in the public school system so you can start getting these stupid surveys. National survey of 1 million moms and grandmoms on critical race theory indoctrination in America's schools.
Would they really send that to someone who lives in New York City?
Oh, yeah. Definitely Staten Island, right?
Doesn't that feel like it's kind of not worth the paper it's printed on? But yes, no. Staten Island, duly noted.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, my God, it's so ridiculous. It actually, since Ro is here, perhaps she can give us some insight if anybody has stormed her schools trying to ban math textbooks. Ooh, there's some examples, too. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, you're not allowed to teach North Korea being bad.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry, what?
Well, don't forget, Kim Jong-un wrote Donald Trump the love letters. They were perfect love letters.
They were perfect. Wait, you seriously are not supposed... It says that?
Let's see. This insanity has become the curriculum in most public schools in America. The best explainers of the evil ideology behind critical race theory are refugees who escaped to America from communist countries.
I'm sorry, what?
Yamani Park attended Columbia University. She's a refugee from communist North Korea. Okay, so communism's still bad here, North Korea.
Despite the love letters.
The love letters. And
two separate things.
She was shocked by the anti-America message coming at her from all her professors. Even North Korea isn't as insane. I thought America was different, she said, but I saw so many similarities to what I saw in North Korea that I started worrying. Every problem they explained to us is because of white men, she told Fox News. Some of the discussions of white privilege reminded her of the caste system in her native country, where people were categorized based on their ancestors. Yamani says she was shocked by the anti-America indoctrination she's seen in America's schools and universities. Quote, other times in history, there's a military coup d'etat, like a force comes in taking your rights away and silencing you. But this country is choosing to be silenced, choosing to give their rights away. Blah, 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 it goes on and on. But essentially,
How is this even based in reality?
Well, it's interesting that they go to the caste system in their thinking, because it's like, well,
right.
If anything, like...
It's interesting that she doesn't...
It's like, well, we don't completely disagree on that.
Right.
Right.
I think that we're coming at it from different angles.
Have you heard... Yeah, right. Have you heard the one about the richest 1% having more wealth than 90% of the rest of the world?
You know, this is what they say about, you know... Talking about what you both mutually agree upon.
It's a doozy.
Finding that common ground. We found it. We're just both at opposite ends of it.
Oh, my God. Anyway, this goes on and on. It's multiple pages. I can't wait to fill it out and return it. I'm very excited. Oh, Shandy, when you come here, you can vote for, you can help us get a Democratic senator. Since we have, ooh, looks like Shandy's been canceled. The communists in California have canceled Shandy's internet.
Oh, no. Nope. Colleen has been canceled.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ooh.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah, it's you.
Is this a me thing?
It is a you thing.
Darn it. I made some solid jokes that nobody heard.
Well, you're recording us, though. So the tape will have it, yeah?
We still good, yeah. I was like, we're being canceled. Communist California is canceling Shandy's internet. Communist New York. North Comulina? Can I call it?
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Really.
Episode title?
God darn it, you internet. Am I still frozen?
No.
I can hear you.
You're here.
Oh, no.
You're very picture. Yeah, your picture is not clear. Come like back. You're pixely. Interesting. So she can't hear us, but we can hear her.
Right.
I kind of hope this is all getting recorded.
I hope so, too. This is what was happening right before we started recording.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, because I was saying when I logged on, because, you know, I was here and it was just like a blank screen.
Uh-huh,
I was like,
right.
Oh, where's everybody? And then Colleen came back and she was saying, there she goes. But then she was saying how you had to restart and I saw the text. Yep. And I was like, oh, Matt's here too. Hey, Matt.
Hey, hey.
I don't know what Truth Social is, though. Next show should be hosted on Truth Social. I don't know what that is.
I don't either. So Colleen is restarting the router. She said she's coming. Keep going without me and I'll just grab the audio from YouTube. I feel like there's that's what she said in there.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go and make us a clip this week.
Oh, we have an answer on Truth Social.
It's apparently Trump's social networking thing. Sorry, you were
sounds like a hoot.
Yeah, sounds like sign me up.
Sounds like there's a lot of truth in there.
It's like that
Truth Social.
Yeah, that just seems like a real oxymoron.
Yeah. Yes, it does. And the thing is, I would say like, oh, that's kind of funny. It'll just crash and burn. But the sad thing is it probably won't just crash and burn.
No.
Yeah. Well, here we are without our faithful leader.
I know. It's always
where do we take the conversation? I don't know.
I just, oh my God. I'm like so tired.
Oh.
Baby girl screamed for 2 hours last night.
Oh, no.
Like, she sometimes does this thing where, like, admittedly, like, my not sleeping problem. So, like, I have not slept 8 hours in a row in over a year at this point. But, like, it's also kind of my own fault because I could just go to bed earlier and I don't. Mm. So, it's like, we now do this thing where, like, I'm in bed and I'm like, should be reading this very interesting book that I have, but instead I'm like scrolling through pictures of the baby that like I've seen 100 times. Or like I'm watching a cute video that I took like 2 days ago that like I've already seen.
That's really cute though.
And it's like then I'm finally like, okay, like look what time it is. You need to go to bed. And so I'm like, get ready to go to bed. And then you're but yeah.
Oh, no.
I think she's working on more teeth. Like just inconsolable from like I don't know, 11-ish to like 1 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Just inconsolable.
Oh, my God.
20-minute shifts. It's like we switch off. And
oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, it sucked real bad.
Ugh.
But, yeah, I'm sorry. Like I do find the – I don't know who – like Colleen is one of those people who can just like survive on like 6 hours of sleep like indefinitely. Mm-hmm. I'm really like – I thought I was too, and I have learned I am not, because I definitely, like, I take pauses trying to find words that you could, like, drive a Mack truck through, like, the length of pause while I'm just trying to find the word that, like, it's a simple word that I know, and it's like, then it's like, I'm still paused trying to think of the word, and I feel real dumb, and it's very frustrating.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, everyone apparently needs a different amount of time of sleep, but sleep is really fucking important. And I think most people are probably between like 7 and 9 hours. So
yeah,
I get like, if I get 7 hours, I can feel it. Like I don't function super well. I mean, I function fine, but like I'm tired all day. Yes. I don't know how people with kids even handle it. I remember that feeling of always being tired when I was younger and just hating it. It's just awful. And then it was my fault, just like not going to bed early enough. And just like making that conscious choice to go to bed earlier is just like life changing.
Yeah. Cause it's like, I think before becoming a parent, I like was sort of aware of this concept and like now actually living it myself, I get it that it's like, the reason why you don't go to bed early as you should, because it's like that is your time to kind of like be just you as yourself, like not you, the new parent.
Mm.
And it's like there is a lot of value in that like decompression time at the end of the day where you can just kind of like watch a TV show or scroll on your phone, like doing just like mindless nonsense.
I think that like it kind of it comes down to, and I'm not usually good at like being future thinking. I'm usually much more of like a immediate gratification, but and I think it comes down a bit to that. It's like, are you going to invest in your day tomorrow, or are you going to gratify yourself right now?
Right.
It's hard. Like I've also gotten in a slump lately where I'm going to bed like a half an hour later, and I can feel it at the end of the week. I'm just like tired and grumpy and not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just dumb. And it's just because I'm doing that shit too. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
But it's true. Like everybody needs a different amount of like optimal sleep, like in the same way that like, you know, people need a different amount of like water to feel hydrated or like, you know, because like Daniel needs considerably more sleep than I do. That like 8 hours is not enough for him. Like he'll go back to bed and he'll take like, you know, naps in the day, which is like, it's sort of a benefit where it's like, you know, he works 11 to 7 and like, yeah, that sounds terrible, but for like for him when he's working from home, it's great because he can go back to bed and get the hours he needs to like be functional. And it
definitely
but in any case, it just makes me feel like a big stupid dum-dum when I like just can't formulate like the basic sentence that I know is like in there somewhere and I just can't find it. It's like, you know, when you're like rummaging through your closet, like looking for something specific and you know it's in there. You know it's there. You just can't find it. And you're like, this is or like, no, better
the
analogy.
Closet of your mind.
Yeah, better analogy. Your purse. Like your purse and there's like a chapstick in there and you know where it is. You know it's in there. And you just can't find it. And you're pulling stuff out. You're like, oh, I didn't know that was in there. Don't need it, but cool. Like that's what my brain feels like all the time now. Like I'm just like,
oh man.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess someday that will change, right? Like at what age do children sleep through the night?
Well, but and it's like, but here's also the thing that like she is a, for all intents and purposes, like she is a good sleeper. It's just she.
So you're saying it could be worse.
It could be a lot. Like it could be a lot worse. And I feel like that's just like the moral of life, that like whatever you're sort of like, what feels terrible for you, like there's always someone out there somewhere that like has a worse scenario. But like,
doesn't mean that your scenario is not hard though. Right. It's kind of like, it's kind of nuts that parents of young children like also have to work, that like society is set up in such a way. Mm-hmm. It seems like nonsense.
It is. It's like, I still like it, the fact, like, I am so thankful for the amount of maternity leave I took. Like and like by like European standards, like it wasn't that long. It wasn't that long. But like by American standards, it's like I took 24 weeks.
Wow.
Like 4.5 months.
Wow. That's, I think that's more actually than France, which is surprising. France isn't actually that good. I think you can take off, I think up to 3 years with like a partial pay if you want to be like a stay-at-home parent.
Yeah.
I believe, but actual maternity leave is not that much and paternity leave is very small, like 11 days or something. But my German friend took off like 2 years per child, which is just like, wow. She's on her third pregnancy right now.
Yeah. Daniel has a friend from high school that lives in Germany and like talking about how like he took a year off and his wife took a year off. So like that kid and he like works at a daycare. So like that kid has spent all of his life with a parent because then like when he went back to work, he could take the kid to the daycare that he worked at. Like, so like a parent was always there and it's like, what a wonderful, like, that's just so great.
And then at least in France, school starts at age 3. So like the government helps to subsidize childcare before that. And it's, the starting cost is just like, you know, so much cheaper than what we pay in the US, and the government will help you out. And then at age 3, they go to public school.
What's that like?
Right. And school is until like 5 PM.
Because, right, because like, then that's the other thing. That, like, yeah, they finally start public school, and then it's, like, there's still, like, these hours between, like, when the school day ends and, like, your work day ends. But, like,
I've been thinking about that recently. Like, what the fuck did we do between 3 and 5 p.m.? And I mean, probably it was more like 3 and 5:30 or 6. I mean, and we were just, I think we were just boxcar kids. Like, we just, what did we do? I mean, and part of it is not necessarily a bad thing. Like, I think we had a lot more, like, freedom to just, like, explore and be kids,
right?
But I mean, that's not necessarily great when you're like 5. I
don't know. right Yeah, it's like my mom started working evenings when I was probably in middle school, so, like, yeah, at that point, like, we could handle, like, those couple of hours, like, coming home, like, before an adult showed up.
Yeah
But yeah,
because I mean, we did, like, I remember as like a very young, you know, kindergarten, first grade, walking home from school. My school wasn't that far away, but like walking home from school. And I think that that's cool. And that's, you know, kind of a bummer that society has changed and kids don't really do that anymore. Yeah. So that's all fine and dandy. But then it's like, once you do get home, like, I'm a 5-year-old being at home. My oldest brother is like almost 5 years older than me. So it's like,
right. So, like, it's old enough to keep an eye out.
Yes. What happened when he was a 5-year-old, though, with no older siblings? I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. So, update. Colleen says, the little router thing has completely gone to shit. So, I think I need to relocate to elsewhere in the house. If you guys need something to do. This feels very, like, apropos to our conversation about what children do at home when parents are home. If you guys need something to do, this is one of the things I pulled aside to possibly talk about. Eat a huge breakfast and I'll accurately guess your zodiac element.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
That's cool. And people are sharing survival tips that are not only false but could get you killed.
Oh shit.
Oh my goodness. Hold on.
They both sound fascinating.
Yeah, that's very clickbaity. So I clicked it. Okay, never mind. I'm not going to do all that. That's way too many words for quite in the evening.
Well, it does say.
Hello. So I apologize. What did I miss?
I don't know.
Boxcar, box key. What did we do when we were little?
Yeah.
How do people function on zero sleep? How is it that I'm the person who complains about sleep the most and I don't have kids? I don't, that was just my internal.
Yeah. No, we didn't actually talk about that. No one brought that up. That was not a thought in my head.
It's just a thought in my head.
There's very few thoughts in my head right now. It's kind of just a bunch of, like, what's the cartoon where they're just like flies flying around? Like, I feel like that's what my brain is these days. Just like a bare light bulb and like a couple of like fireflies flying around, like, what's going on in there?
Well, we're talking about the insanity of the fact that our society is set up such that parents with young children still have to work. Like, can you imagine how different society could be if we like completely reimagined it from A to Z in like
how it was in like the 50s 60s?
Well, no, I don't mean that, like, there's one person who's relegated to the home and one person who is the breadwinner. I mean, a society where, like, young parents are taken care of, like, by, like, you know, like, where community is more important. And so if you're not getting much sleep because you have, like, a small infant.
Like, yeah. Like the evangelical Christian community?
No, but I get what you're feeling. Then it's like there is this idea of, like, see, this is the example of, like, the thoughts in there. I'm trying to find it. Hold on.
At the bottom of your purse.
It's in the bottom of my purse. I'm just pulling out stuff I don't need. That you don't, like, people, you don't have to both work because you need the money. That, like, you can choose to stay with your kid because that's what you'd rather do, as opposed to, like, well, we live in America in 2022 and you can't live off of one person's salary. So you both have to work at a job you don't necessarily love or fulfills you just because you need the double salary.
Gotcha.
But I'm just saying, like, even more than just like one salary, two salary, like, what? Any salary. Like, why not have
anarchy?
Why not have a time and space for
Jesus? Now we come back to that communism socialism stuff, which is exactly where I left off. It's like I missed nothing.
Why have multiple stores? We can just have one store.
Called Amazon. No, but you know what I mean? No price competition.
Right. No price.
Deliver it to your door.
You just take what you want. You just take what you need, not what you want. You take what you need.
But it is just like a book.
Society could be organized in a multitude of different ways, and we get caught up like just with the one that we're familiar with. That's all.
Well, I think it's just because America has that rugged individualism mentality and hard work will get it done and blah, 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 blah. When there's a will, there's a way.
Mythology, yes.
Question, in this perfect society, what about people like me who would like to send their kids to daycare but still not work?
But like when they're like 2 months
very,
old?
That's very American. What are you talking about?
And I'm really like, because it started with sleep deprivation.
Mm.
And I was just like thinking like, why? Okay, so yeah, some people have parental leave, some people don't. But even at what, like 6 months, 9 months, when you're still like in a fog of not being able to get sleep because your child is not sleeping. Mm. Like that's more what I'm not saying necessarily that when the kid's age 4, you're still, you know, whatever. But
what if you could, under the guise that you have to clean your house and make dinner every day?
It would just, yeah. I think it would ultimately just, like, be nice to, like, choose your own adventure. Like, but, like, really. You know, it's like, I feel like that's a concept in America that we're like, oh, yeah, rugged individual. Like, manifest destiny. You, like, pick, you know, your choice. And it's like, well, but it isn't that way, actually, though.
Right.
That, like, we don't often pick the direction we want to go, and we pick the one we have to go in.
Yeah, that's
to keep our head above water.
That's very true. As I said before, I stayed at my last job, or two jobs ago now, for probably a couple years longer than I should have, but it was because I had such great health insurance.
Yeah.
And so the last year and a half that I was there, when we switched and the health insurance wasn't as great, and you know, that kind of removed those, like, plus I really genuinely enjoyed, you know, the people that I worked with, and I liked the job, but you know, I'd done the same thing for a while. And one of the things that kept me from seeking opportunities of growth was the healthcare thing. So I get you. It would be very nice to be able to choose your own adventure, like, as you will.
In a society that claims to like really care about family values and the family unit, it's just like, I just don't see a lot of proof of that. That's all.
Mm. Yeah. 100% agree.
Gotcha. Speaking of family values, Or not so much. In Tennessee, they just passed a legislation to make being homeless a crime.
Ooh, lovely.
Why?
House lovely. Bill 978 would put many homeless members in the state into the criminal justice system for, quote, camping, sleeping, or housing under a bridge or an overpass or anywhere outside.
So you're just getting people off the streets by literally putting them in jail?
Yeah.
And the thing is, we pay for jails. Like, we pay for prison. That costs money. So why can't we just reallocate that money into, like, making a bunch of tiny houses or whatever the, you know, model may be, and then giving those to people?
Well, to be fair, like, I feel like that type of law, those people aren't going to get funneled to a public prison. They're going to go to a private one.
Exactly.
Because I'm sure some wealthy Republican that owns the private prison was lobbying for this bill.
Oh, you, totally. Yes,
I'm probably completely correct. Another thing that shouldn't exist, like, that is...
Yeah, no private prison. Terrible.
But just like how in, if you follow the money in Florida, it's not really about math books. It's about the private companies that DeSantis did business with that he promised contracts for new textbooks with. So if you follow the money, it's always there. I'm trying to find the news article I read. I saw it on Twitter yesterday and I liked it. So I'm scrolling through my likes to find out.
Speaking of following the money, just again, my brain, in case I forget to bring it up, finished inventing Anna last night.
Oh,
it. Oh, nice.
Nice, nice.
It's so good. It's really, really good.
Nice. Yes, yes.
I hadn't gotten that like excited about a piece of entertainment in a long time. That, like, I was like, oh boy, I can't wait to watch the next episode. Like, ooh.
Nice. Yeah, no, it was good. It's super fascinating.
So fascinating.
Just like, I don't even know what to think of her. And it's so funny because I watched it almost parallel with The Dropout.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm now reading the book.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I haven't read the original article that it's all based off of yet, but I did read like an interesting Vulture article with the journalist that wrote the original piece, like sort of talking about like the whole process of like developing the series. Mm-hmm. And so like that was cool because it was also a shorter read. And I was like, I can, as Colleen had said, the original article was very long. And I was like, I can't start
it was long. It was a several day read for me. Cause I'm a,
it's going to be like, it's like a month read for me. That if it took you a couple of days, it's going to take me till next year.
Hey Shandy, all you need to do now is watch the Tinder Swindler and you've
and I've got the trifecta.
The trifecta.
Or the Fire Festival documentary.
No.
I already watched the Fire Festival.
There's two. Oh, did you watch both of them?
Oh, I watched the older one. But
okay. I think they both came
loved
out the same
that
time.
That guy was in the
in Medina.
Yeah.
In
Medina.
It's like apparently con artists stick together.
Yeah. Yeah, spurs of a feather. But it's funny to compare, like to see, you know, Inventing Anna at about the same time as The Dropout, because I mean, it's not like a spoiler. I think we all know, like, Elizabeth Holmes really did like bad shit. I don't care really about the millionaires, billionaires that were defrauded, but like the medical stuff, like that's not okay. Versus Anna, she's a very captivating person, probably very, very manipulative. And like some of the stuff is like, that's not great, but like she didn't kill anyone.
No.
It's like, who got hurt except for a bunch of rich guys' pride?
Exactly. True. One more thing. Apparently Bill O'Reilly had a meltdown at JFK because his flight was delayed.
Oh my God. Did he need to call somebody's manager?
Of course, always. According to the transcript of it, he says, "You fucking scumbag, you're going to lose your job." And if that's not the new We'll Do It Live, I don't know what is. Right. Nothing will ever top. We'll do it live.
Yeah. That reminds me, there was a while ago, a few weeks ago, there was an incident in Montana with Ted Cruz.
Yes, he needed to get back to questions.
Like, do you even know who I am?
I know. And that didn't get nearly enough play, but it should have. But there was just so much going on.
In Montana, it certainly did. In Montana crowds, it made the rounds. Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. I fear that we have lost our window for anything silly to talk about because of my whatever, but I look forward to the 12 minutes that I missed, 10 minutes that I missed when I edited. Or just let it go and listen. But what I did have, and we can do this real quick if you guys, because this is like a 10-second quiz. If you look at your email, at your text messages. Yes,
we did. We were talking about that.
Okay. Your breakfast and your zodiac element. I did it earlier. Mine was wrong. I was on my work computer. I'm hoping for a repeat, a rematch. The other things that I had was, which we'll have to save for next week, fake survival tips, which I felt was like a public service announcement because there were things in here that I have 100% heard of and read.
Ooh.
So.
Huh. Yeah. I'm definitely intrigued.
I opened it and was like, oh, that's far too many words.
Yeah. And then the third thing that I did not text you guys was 20 text messages sent to the wrong people that took a hilarious or creepy turn. And they are so funny. So funny. So I will save those for a future week. But if you want, and I can put this in the show notes, zodiac quiz, breakfast quiz, zodiac element.
Let's do it.
All right. Choose your first food, oatmeal, pancakes, bacon, or acai bowl.
Pancakes.
Oh. Yeah, bacon. I'm going to go pancakes also.
I'm going to go bacon. Choose a drink, orange juice, coffee, smoothie, or tea. Always coffee.
Coffee.
Always coffee.
Eat some more. Toast, waffles, cereal, or yogurt.
Waffles.
Like, no comparison.
Yeah, agreed. Which bagel looks the best? A veggie bagel sandwich, lox bagel, PB&J bagel, or egg bacon, egg, and cream cheese bagel. And I apologize, Chad. Cheese. I didn't. I'm sorry.
Bacon,
what'd you say?
Egg, and cheese.
Yeah, the bacon, egg, and cream cheese looks really good, but the lox one looks amazing. Oh, no.
No, no. I meant it's bacon, egg, and cheese is the option, not bacon, egg, and cream cheese. That's. Sorry. I don't eat bacon. Why would I pick that one?
I know. I know. I thought that was odd. I thought maybe, I don't know, it was a post-pregnancy thing.
Yeah, no, I was just trying to help you out. Help you out. Right? But yes, lox. Lox is the choice.
I'm going to go PB&J.
Oh.
Don't even care.
All right. Well, then for the sake of difference, I'll do bacon, egg, and cheese. I also, again.
It did look good.
I put it in the chat. Apologies. I forgot to do that earlier. And then a sweet treat. Pie, muffin, brownies, or donuts.
Donuts.
Brownies.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, seagulls.
Guys, seagulls. All right, I'll go with muffin. I'll be
enjoy good. It while it lasts.
All right. This is the second time I've taken this quiz, and this is the second time I've gotten a wrong answer.
Yeah, mine's wrong, too.
Mine's wrong. And, yeah.
I wrong. Got earth sign.
I got earth sign.
No
I got
way. Air sign. Oh, interesting. I got air sign last time, I believe. And I'm a water. We're all water, signs, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we're all water.
Ooh. Yeah.
Interesting.
Good times.
So theoretically, we all should have gotten the same answer.
Yeah.
If this quiz was really worth its salt.
I mean, like, if horoscope, if the zodiac was really real, and if BuzzFeed quizzes about your breakfast, were really, if those two things, then yes.
What was we've got a bunch of these though. Like, choose your favorite, whatever, and we'll tell you your zodiac.
Oh! Apparently, the new Marry, Fuck, Kill is this game. Maybe this is the Gen Z version called Smash or Pass. And if you go down on BuzzFeed, there's a lot of Smash or Pass. Including a Disney Princess one.
Huh. Wow. So if I'm understanding the lingo correctly, that just means fuck or pass?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. No so killing.
Like, swipe left or right.
You know, when I was doing it, because I also did that today, I was on the phone a bunch, so I was mindlessly clicking on things. and I think the lowest one was Gaston, maybe? Which surprised, no, I think it might have been John Smith from Pocahontas. Now I can't remember. Yeah. Both of them had very low, but I was surprised because King Triton was not last, and I would have guessed that he would have been last, but apparently there's a lot of Gen Zers out there on BuzzFeed that, you know, really want to pass at, no pun intended, at King Triton and his mighty Triton.
I can see it.
All right.
I feel like all that luscious hair and that like barrel chest that like could appeal to people.
It's a it's a kind of zaddy energy. I'll give you that.
Yeah, it's like it's a whole scene. Like it's a whole
it's a scene.
Well, speaking of Gaston.
I was going to make a King Triton joke about the fact that he has like 13 daughters. So clearly, not a lot of people were passing on that. It was like under the sea was
13 daughters
city.
And no wife.
Yeah, exactly. And they all look different. So, you know,
Smash City, baby.
Hey. No, but since you mentioned Gaston, that reminded me. I'm so glad that you guys mentioned Gaston in the last Survivor JJC, because seriously, Jonathan, when he mentioned his like 18 eggs a day, that was the first thing that I thought of. I was like, dude, please don't become a villain here because I really like you. Right? Gaston's no good news.
No, I actually.
And really, the cholesterol.
Seriously, I mean, he's a very large man, but I don't know about that cholesterol.
But what do the inside of his veins look
like? I know. So, in context, Amanda and anybody out there that doesn't watch Survivor, there's this character on the show who I think everybody kind of wrote off before the season started, and even maybe after the first episode.
He's white guy with dreads.
Right. He works something on the beach. He's a, you know,
for like an Urban Outfitters. Like,
no,
it's like an outdoor,
like an outdoor thing. I have his website.
I have strong feelings about like white people and dreadlocks. Like you just should not.
Well, so did everybody.
It is not your hair texture. It is not your culture. Though? Like you just shouldn't do it.
Is it dreadlocks?
It's kind of dread.
It's dready. I don't know if it's full on. Yeah. Now I can't. Now I don't know. I don't.
Because I saw a picture too of him with like his natural state of hair.
Yeah. Like, anyway, regardless, he's like Jack. Yeah. He's pretty looking, and you know, you just think, oh, he's like, you know, you're strong, but you're a strong idiot that's out there. And this dude has kind of defined what his stereotype looks for his look, actually,
which is a lesson,
which for is us nice, as well. Actually.
Yeah. Do not judge
a book by its character. Or
white guy with dreads
before you really get to know what's in his heart.
Exactly. No, he is. I really, really
apparently
do.
It's a very clogged arteries is what is in his heart.
Yeah, so anyway, he eats he says he eats 18 eggs a meal or something like that.
A meal?
Yeah. Was that what it was? He's like, my typical meal at home. No, but he like gave his confessional. He's like, my typical meal at home is 18 eggs, 400 pieces of toast, and I don't even know what else.
I mean, I thought that he meant a day and then was also maybe like rounding up a little bit, but like that's a lot of eggs. I don't know. I'm not an nutritionist.
I mean, we eat a lot of eggs in this house, but that's extreme. That's expensive too.
That's like an entire, actually,
a dozen and a half.
18 eggs is an entire Costco sized carton of eggs per meal.
Shit.
That's a lot of meals. That's a lot of eggs.
It's a lot of eggs. And I know you guys.
Inflation must have hit him hard.
Maybe, I know y'all theorized that maybe he has chickens, but like my neighbor used to have 6 chickens and like she didn't have that many eggs.
That's
like,
true.
They don't always lay.
That's true. My neighbor has chickens and they come into my yard all the time. And I don't believe they lay that many eggs either. Oh, I totally forgot. Speaking of Smash City, have you guys seen the thing that was trending with the Pound Town? Anybody out there? Okay, there is, oh my God.
You just said a lot of words and I didn't really understand any of them.
Okay.
Like synonym of Smash.
Right. Okay.
I know these words.
Okay, hold on.
It's like, what is this, like a 90s teen movie?
So there was a thing that trended on Twitter yesterday, and it was a real estate listing on Zillow. And I'm just going to send you guys the actual picture from it. So the picture I just sent you was an actual picture in the listing for this house. It's a very nice house, actually.
Wait, hold on.
I'll wait for Amanda to see it.
Oh no! You get that at Home Goods? Like, what is this?
Well, that's the whole hilarious. So Zillow's or some like account making fun of Zillow listings had tweeted it, and the caption was "When you know Michael's signs go wrong or something," in every single room in this house. And this is like the 4th, 5th, 6th picture, maybe even like 12th out of like 35. Like it's solidly in the middle of the listing. So like you're scrolling through and you're like, oh my God, how many Eat, Pray, Loves can they have? And like, you know, washroom and all that stuff. And, you know, you get to the pictures of the bedroom and all of a sudden it's like, what does that say? Welcome to Pound Town. And it's in a huge panoramic sign directly over their bed.
Which is like very like ornate, like
it's very ornate
Tier 1 Imports esque like, headboard.
Yes. <it's>
like oh my God. Now I'm like trying to scroll in on the book that's on the nightstand. I'm like, what book are they reading?
Oh, that's right. I am too, actually.
There's two books there.
Yoga and is that say yoga and
maybe. I don't know. It's super pixelated for me by the time I get that close.
I know.
Oh yeah, no. I can't. No.
After we're done, I have to show you. Oh, yes. Okay, hold on. There's one more amazing picture where you know the person that the photographer that the realtor hired to take these pictures just saw that opportunity for that shot that I just sent you and was like, I am making this shot. So essentially,
my hat's off.
Does it say please seat yourself? Is that what the sign says?
Well, there's a sign in the bathroom.
Oh, above the toilet, yes.
But what we're looking at is how it's perfectly...
I do like those signs.
It's perfectly framed, the Welcome to Pound Town sign, yeah, in the doorway with the bathroom. And yes, it does say, please seat yourself.
No, yeah, that like, photographer did like a great job.
Heinous lighting fixture, mm-hmm, is like just like shining light upon it.
I like that shower, though.
Yeah, I do too, actually. So anyway,
I don't like the tile though. But like the like strips of little tiny tile is kind of awful. That.
Yes.
Anyway, there we go. Pound Town. Welcome to Pound Town. Welcome to Smash City.
Great. That really brings a good smile to the old face.
You're welcome. And now that I have those saved in my camera roll, I really can't wait for Time Hop to show me them next year.
You're like, wait, what is
what?
All right, let's take a very quick break, and then we will come back and do the feedback and the That's What She Said. All right, we are back. We're ready to get into some feedback. The first bit of facey back is from Matt, and he says, I know you have Yellow Jackets to get through first, but I finished HBO Max's Minx this weekend and would really recommend it. It's about a feminist in the early 70s who teams up with a porn publisher to get her feminist magazine off the ground. It's a bit like Mrs. America meets Hacks, which, by the way, is coming back right before Raleigh weekend with a lot of male frontal nudity.
I actually started Minx. I've seen the first couple of episodes. And then I think I was waiting for the other ones to drop and kind of forgot about it. So thanks for the reminder. I will go back.
It's the first time hearing it.
Yeah, me too.
It's good though.
I started to finish finally. What's it called? What We Do in the Shadows.
Ooh, I miss it. I like so miss having that like really good half hour comedy.
Yeah. Can always start over.
What?
I was just going to say, I also finally watched season 2 of Bridgerton.
I just started it before we started recording.
Speaking of shows that you like miss when they're done, I was like, damn it. Why did I finish that so fast?
Was it good, Bridgerton?
I wasn't quite ready to start Yellow Jackets yet, and I was like, Bridgerton.
Yeah.
I've waited long enough.
Yeah.
Well, my plan is, because there's only, what did we say, 10 episodes of Yellow Jackets? My plan is to watch it twice.
Smart.
Because I feel like that is a show like what's it called, Russian Doll, where you need to pay attention and make sure, because there's a lot to talk about and think about. So that is my goal. I actually also watched one episode of Pieces of Her, which I know was recommended on the Jane Jack Facebook group with Toni Collette.
Ah, okay, yeah, it was like the name sounded so familiar, but I didn't know why.
It's a thriller. Okay. It's a thriller. I won't spoil anything about it. I only watched one episode, but I didn't know the premise at all going into it. So at some point, I realized that the show was going to be, because I knew it was a thriller, but at one point I was like, oh, I think this is going to be a lot different than what I thought it was going to be. But I'm okay with that. So, yeah. Yellow Jackets. Thanks.
Yeah, I need to get on that.
Yeah.
Raleigh weekend. Woo! Excited about that. Excited about the
Flights
Durham Bulls.
Flights are booked.
Woo! Nice. I'm excited about the Durham Bulls game that we're going to go to with everybody.
Yeah, that's cool. Fun.
I am so excited about that.
I also figured out why I thought that was a basketball team.
Oh.
Because it's the Bulls.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole other state.
Which I know. I do know that.
But they're the most famous Bulls, so you know.
I think my brain just went, anyway, whatever. Logical. Sports.
Very true.
Yay, sports ball.
Woohoo! All right, let's do the That's What She Said.
Gabby just showed you her butt.
Oh!
How apropos. She would have shaved them like she does to herself.
Oh, I wasn't looking at the thing. I was making a note to myself in here. And I didn't realize that Gabby just showed you her butt was the actual thing. Because Gabby just showed us her butt.
We started.
Yep. Yeah, she was just right there. Just, yeah. Oh, there we go.
It was a very meta moment.
Okay. It's like that big. It's huge.
Nobody stopped and looked. Thank God.
You worked out your full body.
I want to say 8, 9.
And a capital B for butt.
It popped up for me. Maybe I did the same thing.
You go down far enough.
Let me do it again.
Jacob, get on it.
It has a little more setup.
I'll take the first.
Sorry for the misordering, but I actually kind of loved that that happened.
Still do.
Still do.
That was very funny and unplanned. We only have one email this week, and it is from Brian, our favorite non-DP specialist. Golden Shandy Labyrinth, and how big is this thing going to get?
All right. So, Brian, our favorite non-DP specialist, writes in, good afternoon, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. Hope you are all peachy keen. Oh. Happy belated first birthday to Eden.
Oh.
Did you get the obligatory photo of icing smeared all over her face?
Yes and no. Homegirl really likes food, so there was not really, like, crumbs wasted.
Nice. Enjoy all the moments. They didn't pull the cliche, they grow up in a blink of an eye out of a hat. Our eldest graduates high school next month and starts college in the fall, and I swear just a month or two went by between those two photos of her. Aww. I thoroughly enjoyed the Golden Shandy explanation. A golden 3-inch regular girthed penis statue? Yes, that is gloriously unwholesome.
It truly is.
Now I need to know the story of why it is sitting on Colleen's windowsill. The joke potential is so high that my brain is jammed and I can't even get one out. Dick joke dysfunction is the worst.
May I interrupt, I swear, to this answer has never... that question? Because I like looking at it.
She liked to look at it.
Brian says, dick joke dysfunction is the worst. I swear this has never happened before. It's not you, it's me. Work has been stressful. I told a dick joke 20 minutes ago and the refractory period is longer now that I'm older. You know the drill.
Oh my god.
Tangent time. The Golden Shandy brought to mind a team name from the CDC softball league from days past. The STD branch fielded a team they named the Burning Sensations.
Oh my god.
They wore bright yellow t-shirts with a big smiling condom on the front. I've shamelessly absconded the name and use it for my fantasy football team. As you should.
That's great.
See you in Raleigh in 2023, and perhaps on Zoom sooner than that.
Yes, please. Love that. Yes. We'll be live for our birthday party. Date to be announced.
And maybe we can get, wrangle Martha into coming in 2023. Mm-hmm. Because Brian is also a listener of the Real Weird Sisters, so that could be just like a whole huge thing. Just saying.
That'd be great.
Yes. Thanks for the kind words for Force of Nature. That was King Bob. See photos attached. They're very cute photos.
They are cute photos.
Okay, it is now time to live up to my word and watch Labyrinth. The comments in real time. The sound editor really nailed whiny teenager and crying toddler in the first 15 minutes. I'm about to light myself on fire.
It really is traumatic.
80s upper middle class style. Horrible wallpaper everywhere. And Sarah's stepmom is rocking monstrous shoulder pads. Dude, that wallpaper is like still exists in France. And I find it strange. Wallpaper? All that was missing was a photo of Ronald Reagan or Margaret Thatcher on their wall. I can't tell if this is supposed to be the US or the UK.
Oh, God.
Already I like the goblins. Took about 3 seconds to see Jim Henson's genius there. Hedwig, is that you early in your career?
Really reminded me of Hedwig too.
For real.
Yeah.
Nice that the golden... it's not the Golden Shandy, it's the Goblin King. Nice that the Goblin King is an uber fan of Poison's Bret Michaels. Fresh cut. Clearly he wants nothing but a good time. Who's that peeing in the pool? Is that mannequin piss come to life? I love that Hoggle is honoring his Belgian roots. I did not notice that. I will have to go back
look
at some point. That's great.
My only comment here is I did a geocache based on that. Okay.
Oh.
You had to pour the water in, and then it like came out the hole, which released the pressure, which then made you release the cache.
Oh my God, that's ingenious.
Yeah, I took the kids with it because I heard it was fun for kids. But the water thing was too high. So I had to pull the thing and attempt to hold a child at once. It was very funny.
It's a lot, yeah.
Anyway.
Is it wrong that I chuckled every time Hoggle dusted one of the fairies and they quietly went, oh, before falling to the ground? What in the refrigerator is wrong with me? It's catching on, Amanda.
I'm telling you, it's a great substitute.
Totally. I'd better slow my roll or it is going to take me 3 hours to watch this movie and you 30 minutes to read my inane comments. Well, laugh. I can't remember how he delivered it. From the Goblin King made me laugh. Well, laugh. Hope I don't have to tell you to laugh at these comments. Leaky farts leads to the bog of eternal stench. Where's Jay with his match?
He passed out along the way.
The Foley artist must have had a ball producing the sounds for the bog.
Mm.
Ooh, bubbles. Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
I'm not a witch.
If they ever do a remake of this movie, Matt Berry must be cast as the Goblin King.
Interesting choice.
I have to look up who Matt Berry is.
Oh, he's, not just
he's
me.
He's Laszlo from What We Do in the Shadows.
Because I was going to, if they wanted to go young and stick with a performer, I would make a case for Harry Styles being the Goblin
King. Oh my God, yes, Harry Styles.
I think 100%. Harry Styles
That was being literally great. Like where my brain was going before you said it. And I was like, yes.
I hope MC Escher gets a credit for the design of the stairs. That was impressive. Yes, another of the poster was in the room.
Yes.
No sightings of Mike's truck in Labyrinth. Okay. I thought I remembered you all making a comment about David Bowie rocking an amazing and inappropriate codpiece. Where? Is there a director's cut somewhere that I don't know about? I had a golden shanty joke all ready to fire for that scene, so to speak. Sad.
It was there.
It was, yeah.
Did you watch, like, some Republican version of the movie where they censored it because he's a groomer promoting CRT and indoctrination of children with that codpiece?
Yeah,
which they draw like on a leaf,
like a close up. It's just sort of there.
It's there.
Is it a copy? I mean, it's a bulge. It's definitely a bulge.
It's a choice of a bulge. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the effects of tight pants.
Indeed.
And cod pieces.
Time to wrap up this monstrosity, though it was fun to write. Until next time, Colleen, Shandy, and Amanda, forever your friendly neighborhood non-DP specialist, Brian.
That was a delight.
Indeed.
It was. It was. Thank you. I think we commented as we went along, which, might be annoying for the person reading it, but sure works for me.
More efficient in the long run, I think. Very true. Very true.
We actually got an Andy update, which I will read. Or Amanda, if you want to take it. It's quick. It's a quick one. It's called a quick one.
Okay.
It's in the outline.
Called a quickie?
It's a quickie. We got it like 6 minutes ago.
I love a quickie. All right. This week in Andy's virginity, a quick one. Hey, broads. Real quick this week, looks like the new guy starts next week, not this one. That is a very confusing sentence to read when you are working on so little sleep. Also, sorry to burst your bubble, but you read my backlog of emails in the correct chronological order.
What?
Oh, so less Nolan, more
Shyamalan.
Shyamalan?
Yeah, M. Night.
Oh, M. Night.
As in M. Night. Got it. Yeah.
Amanda's very tired. She didn't have a good M. Night last night.
No, I did not.
Okay, but now I'm wondering, did none of us have a good M. Night last week? Because we thought Nolan did it. But
right, they all... It.
Huh.
We can't keep up.
All right. I still stand by that was fun. But.
Thank you for the correction. I don't know. I haven't been sleeping well in general lately, but sorry. I go through stages. It's all good. All right. Well, can't wait to hear about the new guy, which you could just call NG because that would be just new guy. So the new NG.
New NG. Got it.
Or NNG. NNG for new guy.
The NNG.
NNG. NG 2.0.
And do we know that it's an NNG and not an NNW?
Oh, new girl.
That's true. Yeah. New woman.
new woman.
Person. NNP. NNG. New person.
Hmm. Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. We shall find out next week.
Yes. Anyway, on that note, everybody, thank you so much for listening. I apologize for disappearing randomly in the middle of the show. I'm just glad that so far my two little bars of Wi-Fi seem to be holding strong. All I can say is those stupid router things, way too expensive to break this after 2 years of use. So I need to speak to the Orbi manager.
Lifetime warranty, goddammit.
Anyway, I do apologize for that. But thank you all for joining us this week. Don't forget to watch Yellow Jackets and give us all of your feedback for May 2nd. I am so excited to talk about it. Super excited to watch the new season of Russian Doll that comes out.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I keep forgetting.
Yeah, the 20th. Flight Attendant also comes out this week, but I'm going to wait until I can binge that. Because as we talked about, I think that's like the first three episodes, the second three episodes, and then like you have to wait another 4 weeks. So I'm going to wait until that's all out because I want to binge it.
Was it on purpose that the new Russian Doll is coming out on 420?
Most likely.
I hope so.
I'm really excited for it, though. And I checked today. It sounds like the whole season drops at once. So, yay.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm super stoked about that. And, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I think, I don't know if what we do in the shadows will be done by next week, but we'll see.
That's all right. You got a while before the next season comes out. So,
That's a good point.
And no Halloween's rush. Several months away. So.
Exactly. No rush. So,
yeah. True. All right. On that note, everybody, thank you for listening. Yellow Jacket, you talked about. Thank you to the patrons, especially the patrons that contribute a certain level, and that would be Eckhart Rigner, Tack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you, guys. We really, really appreciate it. Very much so. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/JaneJack. Thank you to the patrons that joined us here to watch us live tonight. We will be back next month. And then I think next week we need to record a bonus show. Excuse me, record a bonus show for the bonus show level people. I don't know what's going to be in it because it's the first time doing our new format, but we'll see. See what we can pull together. But yeah, I think that's about it. I'm getting really excited to see some of you in May. Yay! All right. On that note, did I forget anything? Does anybody else have anything? Are we good?
We are indeed.
Very
cool. Nailed it.
Nailed it. Came back just to nail it. Just like the dude in the with the pound
really,
sign.
Yep. Really stuck the landing.
Can you imagine the conversation that goes into putting the pound town sign up? Like, okay, here's what I imagine. The wife decorated like the whole house. I'm going to go with heteronormative relationship just for the sake of the story. So, Anyway, okay, here. One partner decorates the entire house and is like, honey, you have to help me with the rest of it. And they're like, the other partner's like, I have just the thing. And they're like, come home. And they're like,
welcome. Like, I have not asked you for anything else in this house. The pound down signs days. I ask for nothing.
Right? Right?
You give me this.
I special ordered
it.
It matches the headboard. It's in the color scheme you asked.
It came from Michael's After Dark. Because we know it didn't come from Hobby Lobby. Or some Etsy shop.
There's like a section of Michael's that is like covered by like a beaded...
God. You know, I'm definitely looking for Welcome to Pound Town signs. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're on Etsy. Oh, they're on Etsy. All right. Smart. No,
we know what we'll be seeing in Colleen's house next time we all go to Raleigh.
I have a window over my bed. Thank you very much.
Great. So you can make it a decal.
Oh, there we go. No, a light up sign. Light up letters, neon. That way, and I'm going to face it outward. So that way all my neighbors that can see my house in the back. Yes.
Maybe. I wouldn't say welcome to Pound Town. It would just be like Pound Town in era.
Pound Town population 2.
Right below this welcome to, there's a couple of welcome to Pound Town signs, and then on the next line it's give it to God and go to sleep. Very funny.
One end of the spectrum to the other.
Okay, I think maybe for the meetup I'll have to get everybody temporary tattoos that say that.
Pound Town, admit one.
Yes, like a ticket. Oh my God, they actually have tickets to Pound Town. Okay, tickets to Pound Town. Everybody's got to put it on their hand for when we go to the baseball
like
game.
Like when you go to the bar.
Oh yeah. Man, why is this the year I'm missing?
Jacob, get on.
Get on it.
Jacob, get on Pound Town.
All right. On that note, I'm hoping to, I don't know, go, I was going to say go to Pound Town before midnight, but that doesn't work. I just want to go to sleep tonight.
You just want to go to bed.
All right, on that note, everyone, thank you. My name, email us thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. Or give us a call, 331-276-2376. Nope, 2373. With the 331 at the start. All right.
We may not have Nolan-ed Andy's emails, but we can Nolan our phone number.
Exactly. All right. On that note, everyone, thank you. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Pound Town, everybody.
Pound Town.
Woo! Going on down. You're
like, oh, I just want to go to sleep. I feel then I'm like imagining like a Pound Town sign that's like reversible. So it's either like Pound Town or like sleepy time.
Pound Town. Sleepy time. Give it to God time. Suck off.
It's like Pound Town, Sleepy Village or something.
Sleepville.
Sleep City,
there we go.
Sleep City USA.
I
feel like Sleep City is like the name of like a bad mattress store. Get it at Sleep City.
Take me down to the Sleep City. No, wait. To the Pound Town City where the sheets are satin and the pillows are pretty.
Ooh. Oh, won't you please pound me down?
I'm dead. I can't.
End scene.